Okay, so just allow yourself to relax. Let your body start to relax. Let your mind start to relax. We're just going to start to think about our thoughts. We'll start to block out any negative thoughts that you have, any sounds outside of the room that you're in or the space that you're in. Anything that you can hear external to yourself, just imagine yourself walking into a glass square box that's your personal private space. And as you walk in that box, you close the door behind you. And by doing so, you block out external sounds, voices, thoughts. Now just take a deep breath in through your nose. Fill your lungs with oxygen and then breathe out through your mouth. And then again, another deep breath in through your nose. Completely fill your lungs and just hold that breath for a second or two and then breathe out through your mouth. And again, just start to relax. Feel your body relaxing, feel your mind relaxing. Just take another deep breath in through your nose. Fill your lungs to capacity and just hold that breath for a second or two and then breathe out through your mouth. Now, in your mind's eye, just imagining yourself breathing in a bright white light. See that white light come straight in through your nostrils, like the air that you breathe. See that white light fill your lungs to capacity. And then, as you breathe out through your mouth, just visualize a dark, stale, stagnant energy leaving you as we start to increase your spiritual vibration. You start to remove any low vibrating negative energy that's locked inside your etheric field. So again, just see that bright white light in front of you, almost like a bubble of light right by your nose, and then breathe that bright white light in through your nostrils. Fill your lungs to capacity with that bright white light. And then as you exhale through your mouth, just look at the color of the energy that's leaving you. And you'll see that it's dark, low vibrating, stale energy. Now, whilst you've been doing this, just notice how you feel. You can feel yourself starting to vibrate differently as we start to increase your spiritual vibration. You notice that your thoughts have more clarity, starting to go inside yourself, and we're waking up that spiritual, intelligent giant that lives inside you consciously. Now just bring your conscious awareness to your feet. So see a pair of feet in your mind's eye that's your feet. And then see roots that grow out the bottom of those feet, almost like the roots of a tree, big, thick, sturdy, green, living roots. And see them just move across the soil in front of you. And then see them go straight down through the soil into the center of planet Earth, connecting you to the core of Mother Earth's vibration and energy. And I just visualize, just look at those roots, just visualize your feet and just see those roots that have grown from the bottom of your feet, connecting you to the core of the planet that you live on. And you can feel yourself grounded. You can feel the spiritual part of you being pulled down, almost as though you've got concrete at the bottom of your feet, grounding your energy, pulling you into the planet and Mother Earth's locked-in vibration. Now, again, just notice how you feel. Just look at your thoughts. Again, more clarity. You can feel your legs are heavy, as though you've been cemented to the floor. You can feel yourself starting to vibrate at that higher frequency of vibration. Again, this is you consciously activating that spiritual part of you that's intelligent, the real part of you that exists. Now bring your conscious awareness to your heart center. So visualize a person that's you. See the body of yourself. And then look at your heart center. And then just visualize a door that swings open. This is you opening your heart chakra. And then just see a bright white light exploding from inside your heart center out through that doorway. So again, you're activating the God energy inside yourself, the love, the light, the high vibration. You're turning it on with your conscious mind. And you can see that bright white light flooding out of that doorway that you've opened in your heart chakra. You're also cleaning, cleansing, and healing that chakra at the same time as the vibration increases. Now just see that bright white light in your torso, in your heart chakra, slowly start to move down through your body to your solar plex chakra. And just see again another doorway that flies open and that bright white light explodes out of that doorway, cleansing, cleaning, and clearing your solar plex chakra. And then see that white light start to move downwards, this time to your sacral chakra. And see that chakra point open, again like a doorway that swings open, and that high vibrating white light explodes out of your sacral chakra, cleansing and clearing every cell of your being as it goes. Now see that white light start to move down to your root chakra at the top of your legs. So again, see a doorway that flies open and a white light exploding from your root chakra, cleansing and clearing it. And then see that white light start to move down through the tops of your legs, down past your knees, down into your feet, and then see that white light follow down through those grounding roots, right down into the center of planet Earth, pushing away any negative, stagnant, low vibrating energy, cleansing and clearing every cell of your being as it goes. Now again, let's just stop for a moment and notice how we feel. The lower part of your body is now vibrating at a much higher frequency. You've activated light inside yourself with your conscious awareness and thought. Your mind is starting to achieve clarity of thought, and you feel content, protected, and happy. Now just bring your conscious awareness back to your heart center, and this time we'll start to see the white light move up through your body to your throat chakra. So see a doorway that flies open in your throat. And again, see that bright white light exploding out of your throat chakra. And now write the words love, integrity, and truth across your throat chakra. So your throat is the point and the place that you speak your truth to other people, to real physical people. The things that you say have a vibration and they hit other people's etheric field. So we're programming our throat chakra to only say positive things with truth and in love and with integrity. Now see that white light start to move down through your arms, down past your elbows, down into your wrists, and then see it flood down into your fingertips, and see that white light exploding from each fingertip, cleansing and healing every cell of your being as it goes. Now you can feel your hands start to get warm and hot as that frequency of vibration starts to increase. Now bring your conscious awareness back to your throat and see that white light start to move up through your head to your third eye chakra. And again, see a doorway that flies open and that bright white light explodes out of your third eye, cleansing and clearing your third eye. And again, write the words protection, truth, love, and integrity across the image of your third eye. So your third eye is the place that you see interdimensional energies and entities. This is where we can communicate with spiritual beings and other things that we can't see with our physical eyes. So this way we're protecting that chakra and we're programming it to be protected so that we only see positive things. And let's take that white light from the third eye chakra and see it start to move up in your head to your crown chakra at the very top of your head. So just let that white light start to build. You may feel pins and needles in the top of your head. It may start to feel warm. Your body may start to feel warm because your frequency of vibration has increased dramatically as we're activating the spiritual essence of you. Now see a doorway that flies open in the top of your head and see that bright white light explode out through the top of your head, straight up and out of planet Earth, out through this galaxy and universe, just going upwards and onwards, connecting you to core consciousness. So now you're grounded by your feet to Mother Earth, and your intellectual conscious awareness is connected to core consciousness, giving you insight into everything about you and the planet that you exist on. Now again, just take a moment to notice how you feel. Again, more clarity of thought, feeling happier in yourself. You know that you're protected, you're in a protected space. We've activated all of your chakras and you're fully grounded. So now just visualize a bright white bubble of light in front of you, almost like a huge bubble, and see a doorway that opens in that bubble. Walk through that doorway and close it behind you. Now this is your protected space that you work in. This is a place that's protected. Only your frequency of vibration has access to this protected bubble of light. Your guides don't come in. No one else can come in. Other entities can't come in. This is your personal space that you can create for yourself. It's your protected space that we always work from when we're meditating and doing spiritual work. Then I just visualize a person, a human person, that's you, human form, inside that bubble of light. And just take a look at yourself. You can see your clothes are on. You can see your physical form. Now see your physical form start to dissolve, as you don't need your physical body because this is meditation. This is a higher frequency. So see your body dissolve and see every cell in your being just lose the form that makes you a human form 3D person, so that every cell is vibrating at its own frequency, and see them start to move around like a shoal of fish, moving left to right, up and down. This is every single cell of your being released from its physical form, just moving on its own. And now through your thought and conscious awareness, ask every positive cell to move upwards, and any low vibrating, diseased, stale or negative cells to move downwards. And just watch as that shoal of fish, those shoal of cells just split. Some move up, some move down. Now just take a moment to look and notice what the split is. What's the bigger percentage? Is the bigger percentage those that are positive that have moved upwards, or those that are negative and move downwards? Now again, through conscious awareness and thought, instruct every cell now to achieve complete positive health, happiness and harmony, and watch as all the negative ones change shape, change colour, and start to rise upwards inside that bubble of light to join all of the positive, healthy cells. This is you instructing your DNA and your genetics to vibrate with perfect health and harmony. Any negative disease cells are changing their vibration to be positive, changing to provide you with perfect health, and you're consciously instructing them to do it. You're in control of your own cellular structure at this point and your own DNA. Now again, just notice how you feel. More harmony in yourself, more clarity of thought. You even might start to feel happy, maybe the happiest you've felt for a long time, as we start to clear these layers of negativity, you instructing yourself with your own conscious awareness to clear out stagnant, stale, low vibrating negativity that's trapped in your etheric field. So now ask yourself three times, am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? And you should get three quick, immediate answers back in your mind. Now, this might take some practice. It might be something you need to do a few times. If you ask yourself, your higher self, if you're sovereign, you get an answer. And the universal laws state that on the third question, you get a truthful answer. So if you got a no at any point, or on the third question, third time you asked, it started with a yes that then changed in your mind to a no, assume it's a no. So sovereignty is us taking sovereignty over our own self, meaning nothing or no negativity connected to our etheric field. So if the sovereignty test fails, it means there's something connected to your etheric field that isn't part of you and therefore needs to be detached, cleared and removed. So again, just practice that sovereignty check. So ask your higher self, am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? And again, you should get three quick, immediate answers. So don't dwell too much on the answers. We'll keep covering this week by week, but this is just the method of testing sovereignty. So now visualize yourself as a human person with a huge flaming sword of light. So in your hand, you can see a huge flaming sword. It's bright white in color. Now run that sword around the image of you. It's almost as though you're running it around the outside of your body with the intent to chop away and cut off any negative cords or attachments that you've picked up during the week. Run that sword up over your head, down under your feet, and then around your body. And as you do it, you may see cords. You may hear the sound of cords being cleared and cut off and removed. So again, just notice what you see, what you perceive, or what you feel if you're sensitive. And now with your conscious awareness, create a bright purple flame of light in front of you. So almost like you're stood at a bonfire party and there's a bright purple flame, a burning flame in front of you. And then walk into that flame with your arms out and just allow yourself to be encompassed by that flame with the intent to burn away again any low vibrating negative frequencies that are attached to your etheric field. So again, this is meditation, it's not real. You won't feel pain. Just walk into that flame of light and just see and hear the crackle of negativity as it's burnt from your etheric field and cleared. And now just return to that sovereignty check. So ask yourself again three times, am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? You may find the answers changed. You may have got a no, 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 which now could be a yes, yes, no. So again, just repeating this meditation, working through this section of the meditation to clear away any negativity connected to your etheric field. So now we're going to call on our guides. Whether you can connect to them and hear them, it doesn't matter. Just put the thought out that you request that your own spirit guides working for your highest good and the highest good of humanity can connect to your etheric field and they can help and protect you. We don't want them to do anything other than that, so just purely providing you with protection. And again, the same concept. When you go to sleep at night, you can put the thought out for your guides to connect to you, working for your highest good and the highest good of humanity. And also Chen and his team could be in that same thought to protect you whilst you sleep. And just bring your conscious awareness back from that flaming light. And just see in front of your wetsuit, a big black slippery wetsuit, sort of wetsuit you go swimming in, and put your legs in the leg holes. And then put your arms in the arm holes. And then flick the hood up over your head. And then put your hand on the zip at the top of your legs and do that zip up to your neck as though you're climbing into a wetsuit. And what we're doing here is we're basically climbing into a protective field that we create consciously, protecting our chakras and protecting our energy. Now in front of you, see a huge, big, old, gnarled cloak, like an old grey cloak you'd expect to find on Lord of the Rings or that type of film. Except this is an invisibility cloak. It's an old one that you've had in many past lives, you've used before. It may be the first time that you remember using it, but put your arms in the old grey cloak holes. Look at the holes in the material. Flick it around you and then put the cloak over your head. And as you do so, you realize that this vibration creates invisibility to negative things. You can traverse different spiritual vibrations, different places with this invisibility cloak on. People won't see you, animals won't see you, and you protect yourself from negativity. If you walk into a city or down in a subway, you can climb into the wetsuit and the invisibility cloak, and you're fully protected from anything negative. So again, just notice how you feel. This may feel familiar. This is you using your conscious awareness to protect yourself, feeling happy, protected, and connected to your own guides. Now, when you're ready, just bring your conscious awareness back to the room that you're in, feel your feet on the floor, wiggle your fingers, and then open your eyes.